Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. Show starts right now.
Hey, I ran into Rich Jones in the hallway, and you know what he told me?
It's Friday!
That guy knows everything. What's up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name's Mark K., and it is Friday, and we're very excited. And we're excited to welcome all of our viewers on Twitch, all of our viewers on Facebook, everybody who's just, you know, staring at their radios right now, just listening. But you people who are just listening probably have it better because you don't have to look. There's a big glare coming off my head today and also every day. But, you know, whatever. We have a really fantastic show today. The other Josh and I were sitting around trying to figure out what the hell to talk about today. Because there's no one big glaring thing. Usually, you know, like, for example, there's always the Joe Biden touched this person or Joe Biden touched that person or Donald Trump said this or there's a Mueller report or, you know, something's going on with the landing or, you know, whatever. There's always something. We have a new quarterback. There's usually one big news story. But today, there's just a whole bunch of little tiny news stories. So we're just going to roll through everything that we can here. And you know, we'll figure out something that'll be remotely interesting, I would hope. Also, but I want to start out with a big announcement that came down yesterday, right about, probably about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. For those of you that do not remember or just weren't paying attention, I filled in yesterday. I told you the story about how they called me from WSB in Atlanta, which is our company owns a bunch of radio stations, not just this one. We own a bunch of radio stations. We own a bunch here in Jacksonville. We own a bunch all around the country. And probably one of the biggest and most prestigious ones we own is WSB in Atlanta, which for years was the home base of Neil Bortz, who you heard on this radio station, home base of Clark Howard, who works out of WSB in Atlanta, and the home base of the one and only Herman Cain, who former presidential candidate, former CEO and chief executive of Godfather Pizza, and the guy who used to let me fill in for him whenever he went to Vegas to go gamble, which was often. So Herman Cain, yesterday, it was announced, Donald Trump made an announcement that he is indeed, and we teased this a couple weeks ago, but, you know, he is indeed recommending Herman Cain to take one of the two empty positions on the Federal Reserve Board. And this broke just moments before I was supposed to go on WSB last night between 6 and 8 o'clock to fill in for this guy named Mark Arum. So I thought to myself, oh, this is great. First of all, my wife goes, you should try to get Herman Cain on your show to talk about it. And I was like, great idea. And then, of course, the guy who runs the station up there wrote to me and said, hey, we're reaching. Would you want to reach out to Herman and see if he can get on the show? And I'm like, sure, no problem. And then the other Josh texts me and is like, check this out about Herman Cain. Text him right now. You should have him on your show. And I was like, all right, I get it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So I did. I reached out to Herman Cain. I texted him. I said, hey, I'm about to go live on your old stomping ground on WSB. And would you like to come on the show and talk about it and, you know, let everybody know what's going on and you know, share whatever you can share. And of course, as expected, he still hasn't written me back. It's been now well over 12 hours. But you know, and that's to be expected because now he's really important.
New phone, who dis?
That's exactly right. Now he's really important. So what's going to happen is he's going to sit on the Federal Reserve Board and basically we'll never hear from him again. But we will be happy for him to finally bring his expertise and his 999 and his shucky ducky. I don't know if this will happen, but I really hope when he's at the Senate subcommittee hearing and they're asking him questions because he's got to get approved by the Senate. I really hope he throws in a shucky ducky. I think that would be an ultimate moment in American. I want a shucky ducky in the official record of his testimony. I'm going to text him that. Even though he doesn't answer my texts, I'm pretty sure he's reading them or someone on his staff is reading them. But congratulations. That's really exciting news for our old buddy. Herman Cain. Now, something else that's been happening is we've been talking about this for a while because really ever since the election, and it's kind of ramping up, but there is a war on hats. And specifically, there's a war on the Make America Great Again style of hat. And and people that see this hat and don't like the hat, they don't just not like the hat, they openly attack the hat whenever they see it. In fact, we put one on our live stream a couple days ago, and I don't know if ever since we put the hat on, I would say we probably gained a bunch of viewers, especially on Twitch. It's almost like it's a magnet or a maga-net, and it's attracting people that like Donald Trump and have conservative values and would be interested in hearing that kind of thing. But a lot of people out there still, not only do they hate the hat, but they have a very negative reaction to it. It's like when they see the hat, they just can't stop themselves from doing things that they probably would not normally do, and they attack the wearer of the hat, or they even attack the hat itself. And it happened again in Palo Alto. There was a woman who worked at a music store, wandered into a Starbucks, and saw an elderly bearded gentleman there just enjoying his coffee, enjoying his breakfast, and he was wearing the famed MAGA hat. And she attacked. She saw this as a threat to herself, to her well-being, to her fellow man, and she attacked. Her name was Parker Mankey. And not only did she attack this guy, but she went on Facebook, and which is always a horrible idea, by the way. If you're going to break the law or if you're going to harass somebody, never actually go on Facebook and brag about it, because that's why she lost her job. But this is what she wrote on Facebook. She wrote this 19 hours ago. "Anybody in Palo Alto know this freak?" She posted a picture of him. "He was sitting in Starbucks. I think he lives in Palo Alto. He will never forget me and will think seriously about wearing that hat in my town ever again. If you see him in this hat, please confront him. You do not want to be the person who didn't speak up as we slipped into fascism." Josh just slipped into fascism. "I yelled at him. I called the entire Starbucks to order and yelled at him more about how it's not okay to hate brown people. He threatened to call the cops. I left after yelling at him some more." I'd like to bridge. She called the entire Starbucks to order. So here's this crazy woman in this Starbucks. She sees an old guy sitting in a hat drinking his coffee, and she calls the whole Starbucks to order. I assume what that means is she stood up and started trying to rally additional troops. But to her chagrin, nobody really helped her. In fact, she said, "When I walked back in after picking up my lunch, he was still there. I went back in and I yelled that I had changed my mind and I now wanted him to call the police because I wanted to know his name, where he lived, his wife's name, and where his kids went to school. I called him more names. I told him to call the police. Then I yelled and asked somebody else at Starbucks to call the police. Nobody did. At one point, he tried to trip me up by asking me if I lived in Palo Alto. He wasn't expecting me to say that I was Palo Alto born and bred. I think he lives in Palo Alto. Please, please send me a DM if you see him anywhere." Now, this is the best line. This is my favorite line of the whole thing. "The part that was really heartbreaking to me was that in a full Starbucks, I was the only person yelling at him. There were other white people there who should have called him out. It is the duty of every white person in America to stand up to this every time they see it. Don't be the person who does nothing to protect our brothers and sisters from this hatred." Or hatred, maybe, is what she meant to say. "It is not okay." That's what she posted on her Facebook page. The next day, after her boss had seen it, she was fired from her job. 855-765-1045. The war on hats continues. It's not just in Washington, D.C., with kids who are standing in front of Indians beating on drums. It's everywhere. It's the battles continue to rage. 855-765-1045. We have to take a quick break. We got some of your phone calls coming up. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay. where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, yeah, it is.
One little, two little, three running Democrats. Four little, five little, six running Democrats. Seven little, eight little, nine running Democrats. All are going to lose to Trump.
I love that. Okay. There's 18, by the way, 18 Democrats now running for the Democratic National or Democratic nomination. And that's not even including Joe Biden. And that's not including Andrew Gillum. And that's not including anyone else who hasn't. That's without their front runner. Joe Biden, who is still the front runner, despite all of the attacks and all of the unwanted advances and things and all the women that are coming out to speak against him. 855-765-1045. Back to this war on hats. We've got Steve in Jacksonville. Steve, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, a little different angle. I went on Amazon and found a company that custom embroids hats.
Yeah.
So I ordered a red hat, and in big white letters, I had them put, "Made you look." And it's interesting because the Trump people love it, and the ones that are Trump haters look at it, and the look on their face is precious. It's frustration. It's anger. What do I say? Because it doesn't say MAGA, but they know what I'm trying to say.
That's hilarious. I play poker with a guy who has a red trucker hat, and it says Fatal Fury on the front of it, which is either a band or some kind of something around, maybe a movie or something. I don't know what it is. But he always I always come up to him and I see him in the hat. He goes, I can't wear this hat anymore. People keep yelling at me. They think it's a MAGA hat. And just because it's a red hat, any red hat, if you have a baseball team or if, you know, your kid plays Little League or something and your uniforms are red and they walk around in a red hat, you better watch out, man, because peeps is crazy. And they're going to call the cops. They're going to scream and yell. They're going to take pictures and post it on the. That's what happened to this woman. She in Palo Alto. She went berserk. She went, it cost her job. She went crazy on this old guy, called him a racist, called him a bigot. Turns out the guy is Jewish, and he was wearing his MAGA hat to the Starbucks, which I guess, you know, when you wear the MAGA hat to the Starbucks, you might expect to get a couple stares. Probably that's going to be another place where you're going to set some people off. But it is exciting to see that there's Trump supporters in Palo Alto. You know, besides what's his name? Besides the guy from Twitter. Anyway, 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. This is Dave in St. Augustine. Dave, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Great, Mark. How are you doing today?
Doing great, man. Now, what'd you want to say about the war on hats?
Hey, listen. I got a different spin on this.
Uh-huh.
I got a concealed weapons permit, and I don't wear any kind of MAGA gear, even though I'm a staunch Trump supporter.
Okay.
Just for the fact that there are stupid enough people out there that would cause me to have to defend my life against theirs, and it's not worth the risk.
I see. So you carry a gun, and you purposely don't wear any Trump stuff because you don't want to have to defend yourself and potentially pop a cap in somebody.
That's correct.
That's good. That's a great, you know what? And you're probably, you know what? We appreciate you looking out for other people's lives. Although, I mean, look, if somebody attacks you just for what you're wearing, you know, if you have to pop a cap in somebody because they don't like the cap on your head, I hardly think that you can be blamed. 855-765-1045. I mean, if somebody comes up and they attack you first, there's still law. Don't we still have stand your ground in this state? I don't know. I have to double. It changes almost every single day. 855-765-1045. Rich and Stark, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich.
It's all about intimidation.
It's all about intimidation.
That's what it is. When someone, I have a customer who had been doing $350,000 a year worth of business with me for more than 20 years.
Wow, that's a lot of business.
And his new buyer, a millennial, found out that I was a Republican, and they pulled the account. It went elsewhere because, by definition, they did not want to deal with the racist homophobe that I was.
Yeah.
And they could not be persuaded. The owner of the company said, I can't fight my staff over this. They are all up in arms because if you're a Republican, they won't deal with a Republican.
Oh, what? That's crazy. wow.
And Mark, they said I was the hater.
You were the hater, right? Right. You know? But yeah, no, that's crazy. Look, I mean, luckily I don't encounter that working here at News 104.5 WOKV, but I'm sure walking or wandering around the building, we all get some weird looks. And I'm sure that there
you
are.
Know,
what were you going
to
say?
I said, I can't put a Trump bumper sticker on my car since I make sales calls at the University of Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sure that my car would get keyed. But you know something? No one worries about getting keyed if they have a Hillary Clinton sticker.
Well, I will tell you this. There was one guy, a very prominent businessman here in Jacksonville. I won't name any names, but I was talking to him right after Obama's first term. Obama was elected, and about a year or two later, that's when we really sunk into the depths of the Depression. And he said, you know, he goes, I was heartbroken because I employ 200 people. And for the first time ever, I was going to have to lay some people off. He goes, and I walked out of my office. I walked into the parking lot and I couldn't believe it because these people are my family. And I walked around the parking lot and I thought to myself, how do I decide? How do I choose which of these 200 people who I know and who I love? How do I decide who I'm going to lay off and who I'm going to keep? And all of a sudden, he looked at one of the cars in his employee parking lot, and he saw an Obama sticker. And he realized at that moment that the reason he was having these financial problems was because of because Obama had won the election. And his policies were destroying the economy, and now his business was in the doldrums. And as a result, he had to lay people off. So he went through the employee parking lot. He found all the employees that had Obama stickers on their cars, and he handed them their walking papers. And he said, you wanted your change? Boom, you got your change. How do you like that? So, look, it works both ways. If you have a Trump sticker on your car, you may get keyed. If you have an Obama sticker or a Clinton sticker or something like that, you may lose your job when times get tough. I mean, if we're gonna have to start paying $15 an hour for the minimum wage, then not everybody is gonna be. You won't even be able to afford an Obama sticker after too long. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Mike in Jacksonville. Mike, hang on one second. We'll talk about it in a minute. This is Jorge in Jacksonville. Jorge, how you doing? Thanks so much for calling,
hey,
Jorge.
Man, I am doing great.
Oh, good. What'd you want to say, sir?
Hey, look. I'm a Mexican.
Uh-huh.
And everybody thinks because I'm a Mexican, I shouldn't be wearing a MAGA hat or a Make America Great anything again because it's associated with Trump, right?
Right.
I voted for Trump. And they ask me about the wall. I say, put it up all day long. Send anybody back that's not here legally, and they'll get mad at me. And they'll look at me and like, aren't you supposed to be a good Catholic? Well, actually, I'm not a Catholic. Well, so now I'm being stereotyped for not being Catholic. Because I'm a Mexican, because I should be Catholic, right?
Yeah.
I'm Mexican? Yeah, all day, man. Heck yeah. But I'm not. I'm just a good old American guy who served in the Navy and voted for Trump. And if people got problems with hats, and I love hats, man. I don't own a MAGA hat, but I think I'm going to go get one now just because.
I own like seven. I just kept getting them in the mail. when during the election, everyone was like sending me hats. I'm like, I got a stack of them. But hey, listen, thanks for your service and thanks for your call. And we appreciate it. And you know what? It is interesting because there are a lot of people like Jorge, who just called, and like Kanye West and Candace Owens. And there's a lot of people who have MAGA hats and are Trump supporters and like what the president's doing and voted for him. And people look at you and go, but wait a minute. You're Mexican. How can you possibly like Trump? I was watching kid on the Candace Owens show the other day. She interviewed some guy. I don't know who he was. He was a gay black Republican. And he said, when I came out as gay, everyone was like, it's okay. We love you. You're so strong. That's amazing. We've got your back. We support you. Being the true you is the greatest thing you can do in this world. And thank God that you finally come out and we love you. Complete strangers were giving him hugs, saying bravo, amen, hallelujah. He said, when I came out as a conservative, people were telling me I should die. He goes, what is happening? 855-765-1045. We have to take another quick break. Watch out. The battle on hats is alive and well, and another battle was just fought in Palo Alto. A woman lost her job because she went off on an old Jewish guy at a Starbucks who was wearing a red hat that said, Make America Great Again. 855-765-1045. We got more people who've been attacked on the phone here in just a minute. We're gonna get to your calls. Desiree, Lloyd, Mike, Jack in Jacksonville. Everybody, hang tight. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Love listening to Mark, but...
Man, I can't believe an hour's already in the bag almost. 855-765-1045. We're coming out. We have a list of really weird topics we're going to get to. War on hats. We're in the middle of that one. What are you addicted to? Apparently, Prince Harry says that Fortnite is bad and it should be banned because kids are getting addicted to it and they don't want to do anything else. Mackenzie Bezos is now worth $36 billion and she's single. And get this. This is the best divorce ever. Now she's like single. Good looking lady, too. She's single. She's a billionaire. And she had to relinquish all control of the Washington Post to her husband. So she's not even tied up with the Washington Post. She's the real winner in this whole thing. We've got Fake News Friday. And the other Josh was telling me, like, apparently three people had fallen into the Grand Canyon and died. So we were going to, not all at the same time, but within like the last couple of weeks. Anyway, we're going to get to all those here, hopefully, in just a minute. If you're watching on the stream, ironically, right now, we are streaming video of the Make America Great Again Hat Factory. And there's a lot of people out there who will proudly wear their hats or don't wear their hats for fear of retaliation. And there was this old Jewish man in Palo Alto who was accosted by a woman who went on Facebook, posted a picture of him and said, if you see this creep, please attack him. She was later fired from her job. Desiree in Jacksonville, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Oh, good. Desiree, what'd you want to say?
Well, I'm a black middle-aged woman from Jacksonville. I came out of North Carolina, and I found that my views, you know, the last few years have been more conservative than I thought.
Oh, good.
And so, you know, I was just thinking in my head when the guy called and said, you know, he'd carry his gun and he'd bust a cap. You know, I mean, being a Christian woman, I wouldn't want to do that. But I promise you, yes, if somebody would attack me or my car or something because of my sticker or my hat, yeah, you should be able to defend yourself. But I'm like him. I don't want to have to walk around like that.
Right.
So, you know, we need to get it together as a country. You know, we're so divided just because somebody has their own view.
No, that is 100% true. That is 100% true. We are divided as a country because people don't have their own, because people have their own views. But I will say this. I will say this from, and being a member of, you know, the media, not the typical traditional media, but being on the inside and seeing the reports and seeing what goes on, I see a lot of people wearing Make America Great Again hats and t-shirts and things like that who just kind of walk around about their day. And I see, and I don't, you know, I don't really see them going out and attack. Like, for example, I don't think I've ever seen anybody walk up to a man or a woman in a Hillary Clinton shirt and just start screaming and yelling and threatening to call the police. I've never seen that. But on repeated occasions, the opposite has happened and continues to happen. There is a war on these red hats or red caps or whatever you want to call them. And it's a one-sided war. Nobody who is a conservative or nobody who is a Donald Trump supporter that I know of or that you hear about being reported in the news. And trust me, if it happened, you would hear about it being reported in the news. But none of these people walk up to women and men wearing Obama shirts or Hillary Clinton shirts or Joe Biden shirts and just start berating them and trying to get other people and posting photos on Facebook that say, if you see this guy wearing this Obama shirt, you need to get in his face because he's a horrible guy and he deserves to die. That just doesn't happen. It's a very one-sided battle. 855-765-1045. This is Lloyd in Hawthorne. Hey, Lloyd, how are you?
I've been wearing my red Make America Great Again hat for over 6 months.
Uh-huh.
No one has ever said anything negative to me about it. I've had people come up to me and thank me for wearing it, though.
Oh, yeah?
And, I keep waiting for someone to say something negative so I can say, well, let me ask you, is it the lowest unemployment for blacks, women, Hispanics in over 40 years, the lowest unemployment? Is that what's bothering you? Is it that North Korea quit shooting rockets over Japan? Is that what's bothering you? Which one of these things is actually troubling you today?
Yeah. No,
but
I mean,
I had nothing, but I would never, ever put a sticker on my car and I would never put a sign in my yard because Democrats basically are cowards.
So you're right about the car. You can wear the hat because, when you have a hat on your head can defend yourself. But your car, when you leave it in the parking lot, it's totally, you're just asking for somebody. You're asking for trouble, basically. And somebody will eventually do something that's going to cost you money. It's not that you're scared. It's that you don't want to have to pay out of pocket to fix something that someone else has done for their out of blind hatred. I get it. Hey, Henry from Jacksonville, how you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Henry.
Just before Trump got elected, I was wearing a locker up hat, and on the back of my shirt it said, President Trump in the future, deal with it. And I was walking my dog, and a 15-year-old girl was sitting at a table outside of a restaurant, and he goes, I love your puppy, and was patting him. Then her mother looks up and saw my locker up hat. She goes, who do you want to lock up? I said, who else? Hillary Clinton. She goes, oh, my God. She covered her daughter's eyes with her hands and said, you're scarring my daughter.
Yeah, she grabbed her kid and ran like you were Joe Biden. I get it. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. Quick break. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Yeah, it is. And real quick, if you didn't get the memo,
it's Friday!
And we're very excited about it. We should maybe talk about that Prince Harry story that that Adam Kirk was just reporting on. This seems to me like something his wife is making him do, doesn't it? It seems like Prince Harry is playing way too much Fortnite, and Meghan Markle's like, I did not marry you to sit around and watch you drop in on Tilted Towers for 5 hours a day and try to get a victory royale. That is not why we got married. Now, here's what you're going to do. First of all, you're going to unplug that Xbox, and then you're going to go out in public and tell everybody that Fortnite is addictive and it needs to be banned, because now that I'm a princess, I want to do princess things. If I wanted to sit around and watch some redheaded stepchild play Fortnite, I would have stayed in California with my old boyfriend. So, you know, that just because if I had power, that's what my wife does that all the time. She tells me, she says, you should go on the air and tell people blah, blah, blah. And I go, you know, that's not what the radio show's for. 855-765-1045 if you believe that Fortnite is addictive and should be banned. In the meantime, let's get back to the war on hats. Terry in Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. What do you want to say about the war on hats?
Well, I just am kind of sad because I think the war on hats is just an excuse for a lack of common courtesy and politeness.
Yeah.
I have never seen a bunch of people get so angry over a piece of clothing or an attitude. I am my mother and my grandmother now, because usually when you don't agree with something, you just look at somebody and say, well, bless your heart, and you just keep on going.
Yeah.
But you just don't scream obscenities, or most of them are holding up their cell phone for social media so they can get their likes and follows. So I just wish we all get a little more common courtesy and politeness back in our lives and understand each other's views. And your wife is right when she tells you you should come on and talk about different things.
Yeah. She's always like, don't you have a radio show? Can't you go to make something to happen? I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And you do bring up a good point, because that's something else that people do, too. They want social media fame. So what they'll do is they'll see someone in a MAGA hat and they'll get out their phone and they'll attack them and they'll record the whole thing, hoping the person strikes back or yells back and they can get 1,000 views on their YouTube. That's a great, that is a fantastic point. Is it Jensine?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jensine from Orange Park. Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. What do you want to say today?
Well, I wanted to comment on a person a couple of people ago that was talking about the bumper stickers.
Yeah, the bumper stickers. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've had one on my car for about 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and then I also have an NRA sticker on my car.
Right.
And nobody has ever done anything to my car in 6 months, knock on wood.
Yeah. I think the NRA sticker is a good deterrent. I think that's what's probably helping. If you're gonna have a Trump Pence sticker on your car, you probably want an NRA sticker or one of those. This vehicle is insured by Smith & Wesson. One of those. I think that's a great. In fact, they should just sell those as a twofer. You know, and that way, you know, your car is going to be protected. This is Steve in Jacksonville. Steve, hey, thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for allowing me to speak today.
You are very welcome, Steve. What do you want to say?
I love your show, man. I love your show. Now, I like to talk about this megahertz issue.
Yeah.
I want to say that people that fight against this megahertz and anything that represents Trump are simply showing that they are ignorant and they are angry people. They are angry over something else that has nothing to do with Trump, has nothing to do with you or with me. They have to get over themselves. Whoever wants to wear a mega hat should go ahead and wear his mega hat. People that like to wear hats and wear T-shirts with all kinds of insignia on them wear these things all over the world, all over the country. Nobody fights over things like that.
Yeah.
Then that's one. The other one is about the borders. Every country has a border. Every country, every state. You don't cross state lines. You don't cross township lines. You get in trouble. You go to jail. If people are fighting the president because he wants to defend the country, protect the country, and set up or enforce immigration laws, they should go to other countries.
Oh, the other countries
should rise up. Some leaders should rise up and stop this madness. It's not against Trump. It's against this country.
No, Steve, you're absolutely right, and I appreciate your call. And I mean, they're 100%, and that's what people don't realize, that our border laws are the weakest. Mexico, I remember Sean Hannity a couple of years ago, he published the Mexican immigration laws, and they were ridiculous. Do you know that if you're an American citizen or any citizen and you move to Mexico, you can't buy oceanfront property? And if you have oceanfront property, or if you want to buy it, you have to make sure that no other Mexican citizen wants to buy it first. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's so many different laws that keep immigration or keep the citizens of other countries safe, and we don't have any of those. We've got the opposite. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Bill in Baker County. What's up, Bill? How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Mark.
Oh, sure thing.
I've got a suggestion for these folks that are being accosted in a restaurant or someplace to wear to make America great hat again.
Yeah.
Your best defense is sitting right there on that table. That pepper shaker, if you'll take that pepper shaker and pour a little pepper in your hand and blow it in those people's face, it is just as good as pepper spray, sometimes even better.
Really?
I believe that would stop the problem right there.
Well, this was at a Starbucks, and they don't have pepper spray, but I guess maybe throw some hot coffee on somebody or something. I'm not saying you should try violence at all. You know what I always find is just laughing at people is also a great defense mechanism because they hate that. Hey, Vance from the West Side. How are you, Vance?
Fine.
Oh, great. What did you want to say about the war on hats, sir?
Well, somebody messed with my mega hat. I would hope that they have already made the arrangements for the funeral. That's the way I feel about it.
Somebody's going to mess with... You could. If somebody comes up and starts yelling at you about your MAGA hat, you're just going to say, hey, one question. What would you like on your tombstone?
That's right. Exactly right.
All right, Vance. I appreciate it, man. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. This thing's it's not going to end. And as we ramp up toward the election, these things are going to be popping up again. Donald Trump's going to have his new slogan, Keep America Great Again, which is great because then we're going to be able to sell a whole new crop of hats. We're going to have a whole new slew of T-shirts. Oh, by the way, have you seen the new Biden 2020 T-shirts? Somebody posted a link on my Facebook page on the Mark Kay Show, and it's a woman in a T-shirt, and it says Biden 2020, and there are two big hands over each of her bosoms. 855-765-1045. All right, so Prince Harry says that we should ban Fortnite because it's too addictive. Is that really Fortnite's problem? Is that something we need to ban, or is that just bad parenting or bad, I guess, wifing? Because I'll be honest with you, I think the majority of these Fortnite players are not kids. The majority of people playing Fortnite, and I'm on Twitch, so I know who's watching. I know who's watching Ninja take everybody down for 6 hours a day, and it's not kids. 855-765-1045. Does your man have a Fortnite or any other kind of addiction that you just can't handle anymore? It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. 855-765-1045 is the number. We got a couple people. That are calling in about the MAGA hat still. Michael in Mandarin. How are you, Michael? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hey. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, sir. What's
up? My comment on this hat and shirt and sticker business is I was walking through the Avenues Mall, I guess, a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And somebody said something to me, but the individual had his butt hanging out of his pants, as they usually do, all the way down to their mid-thighs. So I made a deal with him that I would take my hat off while I was in the mall if he pulled up his pants, and he didn't want to make that deal.
Ah.
Didn't quite understand that.
Right. Well, because he's not a Trump supporter. Trump supporters know the art of the deal.
Well, yeah, 9 times out of 10, when you see somebody, you can pretty much tell that they're a Democrat when their butt's hanging out, because they always show their ass.
Okay. Let's see. I see. That was good. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really, here. You deserve. Hold on me. There you go. This is Bill in Orange Park. Bill, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm great. First-time caller, but I've been listening forever.
Oh, what for? Wow. That's, well, finally we said something that would anger you enough to call. That's great.
Well, we're a gay couple. We've been together for 23 years.
Okay.
We moved down here 3 years ago from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I retired from the state of Arkansas. I worked under Bill Clinton. I know Hillary.
A lot of people worked under Bill Clinton. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yeah. we would never vote for them. And we found a gay church here in town,
mm-hmm.
and started going. And everybody was so sweet and kind. Then they started reading our Facebook. And suddenly, all of a sudden, we've gotten cold shoulder. You know, and so we're now looking for someplace else to worship.
And what happened on your Facebook page that you think gave and prompted the cold shoulders?
Well, we're always talking about Trump and how stupid Democrats are. I post a lot of things about gun control and how stupid it is.
But, yeah.
You know, if somebody comes after you, what are you going to do? Pick up your phone, call 911, or, you know, they're getting ready to rape you. Should you shoot them?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
No, that's...
And these people at church are just... it's like you're walking into an icebox when you go there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great... And that happens a lot. I mean, I was just talking about the Candace Owens show, and there are people out there who say it was much easier to come out to my parents as gay than it was to tell them I was a Republican or a conservative. You know, my friends welcomed me with open arms when I said I was gay, but when I said I was conservative, I got, like you said, the cold. Next thing I know, Joe Biden's rubbing my shoulders trying to warm him up because everyone was giving me the cold shoulder. You know, and that's something that it's weird that people see your political beliefs as something so evil and wrong and you know, well, I don't get it. Richard from Middleburg, how's it going, Richard?
Fine, thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. What do you want to say?
The question I have is, why hasn't the president instructed his attorney general to issue warrants for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, and charge them with sedition, plotting to overthrow the government, and even throw in treason, and let them sit in jail and pay all these hundreds of thousands of dollars for attorney fees, and, you know, maybe run even into the millions, and let them see what it feels like, what they've done to these Republicans.
Yeah.
And maybe they won't be so quick to try to judge somebody.
Well, here's the thing. Donald Trump, unlike Barack Obama, understands that the attorney general is not actually his employee. And the problem that a lot of people don't realize is that the relationship that Barack Obama and Eric Holder had was not the way that the Attorney General and the Justice Department, it's not set up that way. Yes, the President of the United States hires the Attorney General and can fire the Attorney General and chooses the Attorney General, but the Justice Department is supposed to run independently of the White House and of the President of the United States. Eric Holder and Barack Obama, like, literally, I mean, I believe they literally laid in bed together and plotted these schemes and worked together to protect him and to protect each other's interests and that sort of thing and take down their enemies and run these warrants and whatnot. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump picked up the phone and called William Barr or called anybody at the Justice Department and said, I order you to start investigating Hillary Clinton, or I order you to start, you know, opening up investigations into Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and find out where all of this treasonous, you know, FISA warrant and Steele dossier stuff, where that all started from, they would, I mean, that would be the end of him. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, and Donald Trump knows it. That's why he goes on Twitter and he says, we need, you know, hopefully now the investigation will begin into where it starts. He can plant the seed, but he cannot give the direct order. And that's the big difference. And he's doing it the right way. I mean, that's the way you're supposed to do it. And when you're a Republican, you have to do everything the right way, because the minute you do something wrong, the minute you misstep, everybody, not just the Democrats, but the press, your fellow Republicans, everybody will just jump all over you. And Donald Trump knows that. That's why he won't directly say anything, but he will go on Twitter and say, they should do this. The Justice Department should do that. People should look into this. I wonder when we're going to get in an investigation into who started this whole Mueller report business, this Russian collusion hoax. Who started it? Those are the real criminals. He's got to plant the seeds all over. Oh, it sounded worse. He's got to, you know, he's got to put it in people's heads so that the people in charge of the Justice Department, the people who can actually write the subpoenas, the senators, the Congress people, so that they can start doing the investigating. And of course, so that the American voters who support Donald Trump and know that the election was run on the up and up, and who wanted their vote counted and did not want the Mueller report and these fake Russia collusion charges to overthrow their God-given and their constitutionally granted right to a free election, they need to rise up and say, hey, you guys got to get on this. You should call the Justice Department and tell them that. It's not Donald Trump's call. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, we got more of your phone calls. We're going to do some Fake News Friday today, too, because, well, it's Friday, and that's what we do. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
855-765-1045 is the number. And Prince Harry now is saying Fortnite is too addictive and it must be banned. In fact, it's kind of funny because my son, who's 11, how old is he, 12? I think he's 12 now. He actually put himself on a self-imposed Fortnite ban because he saw what his friends were like totally addicted to it. He didn't want to get addicted. So one day he just walked in and said, Daddy, I'm not going to play Fortnite anymore. And he hasn't played since. And so now his friends know when they see him on, it's actually me playing. And they're like, oh, Mr. K's on. Mr. K, come play in our squad. Star 1045 is the number, or 855-765-1045. If you have an addiction to a video game.
Fallout 76 on the PS4. My wife does not have to call. I will admit it.
Yeah, and it may not even be a video game. It could be like Instagram or something. I know women who are addicted to Instagram. They will be watching Instagram stories or streaming, and they'll just, I'll be talking to them. There could be a train rolling through the house. It could be a tornado. They just have no idea. They're just glued to whatever's on their phone. 855-765-1045. Mac in Atlantic Beach. What's up, man? How you doing, Mac?
Hey, Mark. Great show, brother.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What'd you want to say today?
I want to tell you, man, I'm a plumbing contractor, and I'm in and out of people's house all day long, hitting Ace Hardware, Home Depot, all the big box stores, all the hardware stores. No one ever gives me a problem with my MAGA hat. I'm also the president of the Bold City Proud Boys, USA, ProudBoysUSA.com, find your local chapter. But we do MAGA hat Mondays, man, and I think it's a small minority of people that really give people problems. That doesn't happen here in Jacksonville very often.
Yeah, but I mean,
I get a compliment every time I wear the hat. I get a compliment.
We are in a city where I feel like it's not. I mean, we're not in Palo Alto. Let's just put it that way. You know, we're not in Portland, Oregon, where you're going to run into more problems. Here in Jacksonville, I feel like for the most part, there's a lot of people who feel the same way. And also for the most part, I think, you know, people don't really care what you're wearing. That's not a big deal. We're not a super political town when it comes to it. But there are places. For example, yesterday, you know, I was on WSB in Atlanta from six to eight, and we talked here on this show yesterday about Joe Biden and whether or not what Donald Trump said was worse than what Joe Biden did. And I brought that topic to the listeners in Atlanta. First three phone calls were all people in support of Joe Biden. You know, and that's just something that doesn't happen here. No, this is something that doesn't happen here in Jacksonville. Either there's no Joe Biden supporters or they just don't listen to this show. Gary from Orange Park, what's up, man? How are you?
Arlington?
Gary?
I'm from Arlington.
Oh, all right. Is your name Gary?
Yes.
All right. Well, I apologize. Yes. I didn't mean to insult you that way. No, what's going on?
Well, just want to let you know, I love your show. I wish it was 3 hours. And as far as the hat business goes, I've been wearing an NRA hat for years, even before Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm.
I've worn it on airplanes up to New Jersey. Never, ever once have I had anybody confront me with it. All I ever get is compliments on it.
On your NRA hat?
On my NRA hat.
Yeah.
Camouflage NRA hat. And never, ever one time has anybody said anything negative.
Well, that's good.
In front of me.
That's good. Probably because they're afraid you're going to shoot them. I mean, that's the other thing.
Well, wearing on an airline, going to New Jersey and wearing it in New Jersey, same thing. Nobody's ever bothered me. So
no, that's a good point.
And I got the stickers on the window of my truck. So.
Well, good. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. You know, the yard signs, I know, again, I don't think as much here. It's as much of an issue, but it used to be, I remember when Bush was running for president, there would be yard sign battles, but it would be friendly. You know, you would put up a Bush sign in your yard and then someone else would put up I don't remember who was it. Oh, it's a Gore sign across the way from them. And then another Bush sign would pop up and then a Gore sign like 2 days later. And that was friendly. But nowadays, what happens is you put up like a Trump sign in your yard and somebody burns down your house. They don't just fight fire with fire. They actually just start a fire in your living room and you're done. So that's why that's kind of where that's the temperature that's going on in the United States today. John in Flagler County. How you doing, John?
No, I'm doing good, Mark. Hey, I called in because I picked up a news blurb. I got in my car and your news was on. And to me, it really says something about this single-payer system that Democrats are trying to push for health care. I guess you know that, you know, Mick Jagger just had heart surgery.
Yeah.
Man's worth billions of dollars. Where did he go to get it done? New York City, United States of America. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, that's where
Why didn't he get it done in England?
I mean, I don't know. Probably because doesn't he live here now? I guess.
I don't know that much about the man's life. I just know he's British, and they have state health care.
Yeah.
And because he's wealthy and famous, he can go wherever he wants to get his heart taken care of.
The best doctors in the entire world are here in the United States. That's a no brainer. Absolutely. That's
exactly.
Why. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. By the way, not only Mick Jagger, but I don't know if you heard about this. It's kind of he had his heart valve replacement and he supposedly is getting better now. And they're working on rescheduling the concert. But I'll tell you what, Mick Jagger, I never will buy a ticket for somebody who's 75 years old and thinks that they're going to go out on a world tour a year from now. Because the latest thing that happened was Ozzy Osbourne had to cancel his tour because he fell. So now you've got two elderly gentlemen who've had to cancel major concerts. That people have spent, you know, millions of dollars worth of ticket sales on. And now, because of their health problems and because of their advanced age, they are now putting all these people out. So just be warned. Be warned. If you're thinking of purchasing a concert ticket for somebody who's over the age of 70, there's a good chance that the show's not going to happen. That's all I'm saying. Luckily, the Elton John concert went off without a hitch. But, I'm trying to think of who else is old and is still touring. But I would just say, look, give it a second thought. Or at least get that ticket insurance that they offer at Ticketmaster. That way, if something happens, you don't have to worry about it. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got some fake news Friday coming up. We're going to give you some headlines. You have to tell us, are the headlines real or are the headlines fake? If you can correctly identify more fake headlines than real headlines or vice versa than your opponent, you will win a fantastic Mark K. Show prize pack featuring a Mark K. Show t-shirt and some News 104.5 swag. 855-765-1045 or **1045. We'll play. We need two contestants. We'll play next. Excited about this segment.
You are fake news.
Yeah, see, and we love to let just figure out, because it's very difficult. They always say it's so difficult for Americans to figure out what's real and fake in the headlines these days.
Oh, that fake news.
Yeah, so we're trying to help you out by turning it into a game, and also by helping you win some free stuff. So let's go to Derek in Palatka. Derek, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. Thanks so much for asking. Derek, you are going to be our first contestant today, and you're going to be playing against, looks like, Buck in Orange Park. What's up, Buck? How's it going?
Hey, Mark K., I'm ready to play Fake News Friday.
Oh, Buck, I'm so excited for you. Here's what's going to happen, guys. I'm going to give you each a headline, and then all you have to do is tell me, is it real news or fake news? If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Sound pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so here's how this is going to work. Good. All right, so we're going to start off with you, Derek. Are you ready for your first Fake News Friday headline?
Yes, sir.
Listen carefully. Here we go. The White House says the Mueller report must be kept private because it's so exonerating it would drive Democrats mad. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say that's fake news.
That is fake news. That is fake news. But I'm going to be honest with you, it definitely sounds like something the White House would say, especially Donald Trump. Good job. You're on the board with a point. All right, Buck, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here we go, Buck. Here is your first headline. Former pizza mogul and talk show star Herman Cain will be given a seat on the Federal Reserve Board per President Donald Trump. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Well, I have no idea. I'm going to go with that's real news.
That is real news. That is real news. We are so proud of our good buddy Herman Cain, who has stopped returning our phone calls now that he's going to be seated on the Federal Reserve Board. Congratulations. The game is tied 1-1. Derek, you ready for your next one?
Yep.
Here we go. Rapper Kanye West purchased Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, from country legend Dolly Parton, and is planning to rename it Westwood. Is that real news or fake news?
I'm going to say that's fake news.
That is fake news. All right, nicely done. That was actually one of Kanye West's April Fool's Day pranks, and he said it was going to be called Yeezywood. So there you go.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, not at all. Congratulations. You get another point. All right. Buck, you ready for your second clue?
Yes, sir.
Here are your second headline. Here we go. Listen carefully. Tell me, is this real news or fake news? Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi invited the cast of Queer Eye to come to Capitol Hill and decorate her congressional office. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say, that's fake news.
That is fake news. But I'll tell you what, it was tricky because they were invited to Capitol Hill, but it was by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, not by Nancy Pelosi. So good job, Buck. All right, you guys, it's all tied up. Derek, you ready for your next headline?
Yep.
Listen carefully, sir, and tell me if this is real news or fake news. Gallup survey has identified Barack Obama as the most admired man in the world for 11 years in a row. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I think that's probably real.
Sadly, it is real news. That is correct.
Yep.
Yeah. That is right. According to the Gallup people, Barack Obama is the most admired man in the world for 11 straight. He has.
Wow.
Sigh. Buck, you ready for your next headline?
Yes, sir, Mark.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. A Florida man stole stole $33,000 worth of rare coins, took them to a Coinstar, and redeemed them for $30. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I'm going to say that's real news.
That is real news. That is real news. All right, you guys are tied at 3 points each. We go to a tiebreaker. In order to win the tiebreaker, you have to buzz in, and you buzz in by yelling out your name. So I will read you one more headline. You yell out your name. The first person to answer it correctly gets a point and wins. If you answer it incorrectly, however, your opponent will automatically win. Are you guys ready for your tie-breaking final death headline?
Yes. Yes, yes, right, sir.
Listen carefully. Here we go. Fox and Friends had to apologize for a Chiron headline about Donald Trump helping or cutting ties with three Mexican countries.
Derek. Yes, that's true.
That is true. They wrote on their Chiron, Donald Trump cuts ties with three Mexican countries. We know, however, there's only one Mexican country, and that is Mexico. Congratulations. You're our big winner, Derek. We're going to hook you up with your Marquee Show prize pack. Buck, great job. Hang tight. I don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to say have a great weekend. Everybody else, have a great weekend as well. We will be back Monday. If something should happen over the weekend, just keep it locked right here on News 104.5 WOKV for all the details. Joe Biden is giving his first speech tonight since these allegations have come out against him for being inappropriate and creepy. We also are going to be following very closely our friend Herman Cain as he gets recommended to and hopefully appointed to the Federal Reserve Board. And anything else that should happen, like I said, you're going to hear it here first.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.